podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I've enjoyed the, the trials and tribulations of watching Jeremy be a sports dad for the first time.
Right.
You know, the sports parents have an interesting life, and some of them get a little crazy on the sidelines. Some of them don't get involved at all, which is also not good. Jeremy has been there kind of frustrated with Reed's first go-around at soccer.
Yeah, he's only 4 years old, so Nicole thought it would be a great idea to throw him into youth soccer for the summer, and the kid hates it, hates soccer. Won't go out on the field, stands on the sideline, and cries his eyes out.
Well, you should clarify. I want to clarify because I don't think you're stating it properly. Because when you go home, he loves to go out and play soccer. When he did the little warm-ups and stuff like that, he loves putting his uniform on and going out there. It's just when the game starts, he doesn't want to go out there.
Yeah, it morphed, though, Dom. That was the first round about 5 weeks ago. It then morphed into he can't even look at a soccer ball, and he cries his eyes out. He runs in the total opposite direction.
Goodness.
Got to kind of force him to get his uniform on.
Poor kid is scarred.
But Nicole insists on dragging him to every single game. So this last Saturday, in typical Saturday fashion, we fought. Because it was his last game. And I said, you know what? Hells no. The game was later in the day, too, so it was at 10 o'clock, so a 10 to 11 game. I said, we are not going to ruin another Saturday. Because we just take him, he cries for an hour, we get frustrated, and then it ruins about the next 3 hours of our Saturday because we're just fed up and wound up, and then we start fighting. Nicole and I do. Because, you know, she's pushing and I'm like, just leave him alone.
There's so many better things to spend.
You're telling me, sister.
It's
like, let's go find a festival to go to and eat some pie. I'm not going to stand here at the stupid soccer field. So I said, no, it's his last game. We're done. We've done this for 5 weeks. Nicole flipped her lid at me because she said, no, we're going. Because he needs to go and support his team. Even though he's not playing. Mm-hmm. And we're not raising a quitter.
Aha.
Which I threw back, we've done this for 5 freaking weeks in a row. He's not a quitter. We've pushed him. But she insisted that last game that he needs to go to show support.
Is it really a quitter since he didn't beg you guys to sign him up? Like, if it was like me, I took violin lessons as a kid. Please sign me up. I really want to play the violin. If after 2-3 lessons, I would have said, yeah, okay, this is really hard. I don't want to do it. That's quitting.
Right, because, yeah, we basically forced him into this.
You put him into it.
We shoved him out on that field.
You made him cry.
You're going to be a team player.
He's not really quitting.
She raises a good point.
I know she does. But really, man, 5 weeks of pushing him and being there.
So I got to know, did you guys go to the game?
Didn't go.
I got my way.
I don't know how I did it. She finally said, you know what? Fine, we're not going. I think I kind of beat her down. And we kind of fought up. We had to be there at 10. We kind of fought until about 9:30, and he wasn't dressed yet. And it was like, it's going to be too late to even get there now.
Mm-hmm. Your
so
plan
I
worked.
Won!
She's
yeah!
tired. She's got a baby on
She's
her all
beat
the time.
Down.
Poor Nicole.
But don't you agree? I mean, we were not raising a quitter. By any means, we took him, we tried, it just wasn't for him.
He's 4, right?
He's 4, give him another year.
Can a 4-year-old really comprehend these lessons, since she's saying we have to teach him this lesson? Can he even comprehend quitting as a lesson?
I don't think so.
There is a possibility that it's in the back of my head, that say 15 years from now, he could make like the U.S. World Cup team and be a megastar.
Right.
And the great backstory that all the media will want to cover is how Reed Padgett, when he was 4 years old, cried his eyes out and refused to run out on the field
right.
for any of the games. And then he becomes this mega soccer superstar.
Yeah, I hope so. Because they'd pay for daddy's retirement then. That'd be great. I hope he does. So, yeah, we're done with soccer. And, with that, we're throwing him into swimming lessons now, and he's already saying, I'm not going to swimming lessons. So now we're going to be forcing him.
Kid?
We're going to be forcing him into that, too.
Is it that he's just a little homebody and he doesn't want to do
anything? He's a lot like me, I think.
To start teaching him a foreign language.
Get him Rosetta Stone.
Get that nerd something he wants.
But swimming is something.
You need to know how to swim.
Yeah.
So... We'll see how that goes. Look, I'm not getting in the pool with him, I'll tell you that.
My little boy, when we started taking him to swimming lessons, same thing. I mean, he was all excited the first time because he had no idea what was coming. And he was maybe 3, or four, something like that.
Pool.
He had no idea. Yeah, he was like, hey. And then after that first one,
he's sitting at the bottom of the 12-foot.
Cried his eyes out, right? And then the next time, he didn't know where we were going. But he, you know, he's like a dog. They recognize when they look out the windows of the car. You know, they recognize when they're going.
Just started crying.
Well, I know that tree.
If a dog pulls up outside the vet's office, they start seeing it. They go, yeah, just like that.
They ain't getting out.
And we pulled up outside the swimming facility, and he lost his mind. But you know, we did the same thing. We stuck with it. And it's a little different. In the pool, you got to come around or you'll sink to the bottom.
There is
right,
that.
Can't you just throw them in and see what happens?
Just go for it, boy. John Wayne style.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Melody. Hello, Melody.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to this?
Well, we actually, me and my husband were in the same argument, it sounds like, as Jeremy and Nicole, except for reverse. He wanted to get them into sports now. And I was, well, there's some great things to be learned from sports. Let's let them decide. And what we ended up doing is taking them to watch a whole bunch of different sports, because playing volleyball on the beach is a lot different than playing volleyball on a team. So that way they could really see what it was about. And they ended up actually choosing to be in Taekwondo, and they love it, but it was their choice.
I like that
a
lot. That's a good idea to do.
Yeah, that's good. But I mean, Reed was into soccer until he got kicked.
Yeah, and now Nicole's actually wanting to get him into Taekwondo. I'm like, really? That you're gonna get kicked there?
Yes, Taekwondo.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. But you can kick them back.
Okay.
Well, you can kick him back in soccer,
well,
too.
Technically, at this age, yeah.
Jeremy was trying to teach his son to kick other kids.
I like your idea, though, of going to take him to watch sports. Like, I thought about that before we enrolled him in soccer. Like, if I should just pull up YouTube and let him watch, you know, what goes on.
Well, if you're going to do that, why don't you take him to watch dance and ballet?
I could do that.
He does watch Dancing with the Stars every Monday on ABC.
Fan. He's a big fan.
Big fan.
Melody, have a great day.
He's a tumbler.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Swivel hips, kids. Here's
Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
What can you add to this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have 7 kids, and you don't do that to the kids, because if you're living out through the kids, by the time they get to high school, they're going to get burnt out, and they're going to say, no, forget it, even if they like the sport. They're going to get burnt out, and they're going to say, no, forget it. Well, I've been pushed.
Yeah, the thing is like, I don't even like sports, so I wasn't really even pushing him. If it was me, I would take him to car shows and stuff and more leisure activities.
But Nicole is the athlete in the family.
Yeah, so I blame her.
I don't know that you guys are pushing, though. I've seen parents push. It's one thing to push. It's another thing just to sign your kid up at 4 to play soccer, which is very innocent. That's not hardcore pressure and pushing.
Even though she drags him out onto
it's
the field
an activity.
Every Saturday.
I mean, it's just running around.
Then take him in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what I'm... You sound like me.
I guess.
Don't ever say that.
Brenda,
this is the one
stop.
Time
Brenda,
that you
thank
stop.
You for, thank you for being on the show.
Hi, Brenda.
So what's the next lesson?
Well, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just quickly tell
you.
You
got to take all the time you want.
I'll tell you what's in my future now, because Reed's going back to school, and I don't know if Nicole's wanting to do this in light of the whole freaking Jared thing, but it's now the age where you have to start talking about good touching versus bad touching. And I don't even know where to start with that whole mess with him. But he starts back to school here in about a week, and Nicole's like, you know, before he goes back, we got to have a conversation with him.
Like him touching other kids?
No, people touching him.
Oh,
and
that
what qualifies as good touching versus the bad touching?
Huh.
And I mean, how do you start that conversation with a 4-year-old?
Well, you sit him down with a whiskey. Son, it's time to talk about your pee-pee ding-ding.
Do I stand there and let Nicole demonstrate on me? Or
there is like a red zone area on the
it's
body.
Like,
huh?
I figured the belly button.
Yeah, I like to look at it as like it's the child's equator is what it is, right?
Very good.
It's the center girdling or whatever.
Yes.
Especially for a little boy or whatever, you know, because little girls might have other areas. But for a boy, it's the equator. So it's right around the middle there.
Okay.
And that's front or back.
Right. And it's like, who can touch there? Who cannot touch there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can a teacher help him, you know, if he goes to the bathroom? Like,
is there
clean
a YouTube
himself?
Video that you could
I don't
want to
Google that.
Not
I don't want a record of that.
Right.
Thanks, Jared. Yeah, I don't want a record of that. So it's like, and then like, I think somebody brought up like a pat on the butt. If he does a good job, you know, good job.
Right.
Little
like,
man,
the, like,
boom.
The, like the Broncos do.
Is that bad touching? I don't know. Just
put him in a bubble and send him out in the world.
Homeschool him? So that's in my future.
Good luck with that.
Aren't you jealous?
I kind of am. I'd like. Can you keep us apprised on the
you
air?
You should come over and teach him. Well, you're very familiar with good and bad touching, I think.
Nicole's at your house.
Mostly bad touching.
All right. From what I understand, Jill is on the line. Good morning, Jill. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you guys?
We're all swell. All right. So if I understand correctly, you have advice for Jeremy on the talk about good touching versus bad touching.
I do. I used to teach kindergarten, and we used to have these whole group discussions with the kids about good touching versus bad touching.
Okay.
And the school district would provide us with these books with illustrations of these bears, like Bobby Bear and Susie Bear, and they were in bathing suits, and we also had stuffed bears that had bathing suits on. And the story went something like, if somebody touches you on your bathing suit area, that's a bad touch.
And
props.
And, you know, they would color the bathing suit. You know, they had coloring pages where they would color the bathing suits on
that
the bears.
Sense. That's pretty good.
Good, yeah.
I like the stuffed animal aspect. I can bring that in and say, you know, this is where Goldilocks cannot touch the bear.
Right.
And then show him. And
grab one of Reed's dolls.
Yeah. Right. It doesn't have any dolls.
Don't get Barbie in there. Barbie, no. That's not good. Don't. Barbie's a little too
I know. That's Barbie. Unrealistic expectations.
Barbie's
isn't it?
She's all mine anyway.
Someone wrote into us on Facebook and suggested you call it the no-no square.
The no-no square. Little, draw a little box. All right.
I have one of those for my boyfriend.
Jill, have a fun day.
Bye, Jill.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.